The Reliable Podcast with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy. Our focus today is the Queensland State Government, which has mandated from the 1st of July next year to pay its suppliers within 20 days, down from 30 days. Celebrations for the suppliers. However, it's not good enough yet for Kate Carnell, the Australian Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman, who says that with New South Wales looking to pay its suppliers within 5 days by the end of this year, the Queensland State Government really should do better. So Simon Littlewood, I guess in the first instance, it must be a good thing that there are governments in the world that are looking to pay their suppliers in far fewer than 60 or 90
days. Yeah, I mean, and if you look at the details, this is for suppliers to the government who have contracts of $1 million or less. So it is aimed at the smaller supplier, although the cynic in me wonders whether if I were a large supplier with a $5 million contract, I might not simply break it down into five $1 million yes. contracts, because I've had actually suppliers that have done that, or clients that have done that, because of the way they manage their budgets. But in general, small businesses tend to be under much more cash flow pressure than large ones. So I support transparency in how governments and large companies pay, and I support the fair treatment of small businesses. Where I'm a little bit nervous is that it's okay for a government to suddenly announce that it's going to pay people in 20 days instead of 100, or in 5 days instead of 20, because it's not the government's money, okay, that's
yes.
being spent.
It's
your money and my money.
Yes.
But if they then, by extension, as they seem to be doing, say to other private companies, well, you all need to pay everybody in 5 days, then that's an entirely different proposition. Because whilst I fully support transparent payment practices and fair payment practices, different sectors have different terms that are applicable to transactions based on long established custom and practice within individual sectors. To start mandating that they should change is likely to put significant disproportionate pressure on smaller companies further down the supply chain.
Really? How's that?
Well, big company that suddenly has to find more money because it's required to pay its suppliers faster is much more likely to have access to alternative sources of finance. That is, bank or other borrowing at relatively low interest rates, because it has a strong track record and a secure balance sheet. Smaller companies, particularly mom and pop shops, are much less likely to be able to borrow money. They may already be overborrowed, and if they do borrow, it's probable they'll pay a much higher rate of interest. Yeah? As you know, historically, over the last 5 years, corporate borrowing, whether it's bonds or directly from the banks, has been running at historically low rates of interest. Yeah? So the danger with this well-intentioned initiative, if governments start putting pressure on private companies to do it, is that it's going to fall disproportionately on small companies. We support small companies. We support transparency in the way that large companies pay them. But we think that when they pay them, should be the subject of negotiation and should fall within existing custom and practice.
Right. So what you're saying is the risk is that if you, let's say, have a contract with the Queensland State Government, you then call your suppliers and say, hey, you know, we need to supply all of these, I don't know, widgets, water bottles, right, whatever it is. You then send off your consignment to the government and you get paid within 5 days. Your concern is that your suppliers will then also come a knocking for their pay.
Why would they not? I mean, because you've been saying, oh, the government takes forever to pay me, and that's your excuse for not paying your invoices, right?
Yes.
Now, it's all very well, because ultimately it's the taxpayer that's funding this largesse, right? But apply it to the private sector, take the government out of it, and it becomes much more problematic. I mean, in general, I am in favour of the government encouraging appropriate, responsible behaviour, which is that companies, particularly large ones, should pay people fairly and on time and not unreasonably withhold payment. Absolutely. And in order to encourage that, I'm all in favor of transparency. That is, I think it's absolutely fine to publish details of when large companies pay their suppliers. We know we agree with that. But moving to a situation where the government actually tells people what they should do and when they should do it is not just wrong because it's interference in the market, but it's highly dangerous because it will disproportionately affect those least able, those with the weakest balance sheets.
Yes. Yeah. So and where's the, you also mentioned earlier on, the government has to get the money from somewhere, and it's usually the taxpayer. So what's the risk that if the government does have to turn over its invoices that much faster, that it'll have to borrow more in order to just...
Well, it would depend on, I don't know enough about the finances of individual state governments in Australia. You don't have to look far around the world to find lots and lots of city governments or state governments that have had to borrow huge sums of money in order to make their, in order to meet their spending requirements. Because it's common, very common politically to make all sorts of commitments to your constituents about what you're going to give them when you're elected, and small businesses are a significant percentage of the vote.
Yes.
Then you have to meet that, and if you and if at the same time you've made commitments not to raise taxes or even to reduce them, California would be a very good example of this. What do you do then? Well, California had to raise enormous sums of money by issuing public bonds, many of which they defaulted on at the end of the day. So this creates other complexities, and again, I would argue that whilst it's fine for the government to be a moral voice and even to ensure that they pay suppliers on time, I think it's dangerous if they start mandating in the private sector how people should behave. Yeah.
Of course, we're always interested in your comments too. Read the text story on riabu.com and leave us your comments either under that or here under the podcast commentary box. We'd love to hear your stories. Maybe you have some stories too of how long the Australian state governments have taken to pay for contracts that you've supplied.